This is Chad Owens, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach. Today I've been getting a lot of questions about, or I'm going to cover questions about where I am at for the year. In other words, how many leads have I had? What are my numbers? It's kind of a good time to do this because November and December are actually incredible months for our business. You know, people sit there and they go, well, we got Thanksgiving coming up and we have Christmas coming up and New Year's. And the reality is when you get people that are interested this time of year and they actually want to meet, these are solid clients. These are clients that we know are very serious about protecting their money. Another thing we can look at too is these are also clients that want to start to fulfill New Year's resolutions for next year. In other words, hey, I want to get my retirement taken care of. I want to make sure that I'm planning for that. I want to make sure I start to protect my retirement funds. Because here's the one thing that we know. You get older every single day. You never get younger. You're that much closer to retirement if you can make that work. And obviously, when we're taking that into consideration, we're making sure that as we get older, we're helping our clients understand the importance of protecting their money. Another large drop in the market, if you're 60 years old, you do not have time to recover. You do not have time to make up that. Just for example, if you took where the market was in 2000 to 2012, it was almost exactly the same place. We take approximately a 50% drop in the market right now, and we're almost at the same spot we were back in 2000. And the reason why it's important to recognize that is, once again, we take in the cost of the dollar now. In other words, what we actually can get from that. In other words, what it's worth. And we're now almost 19 years later from 2000. So when we have our clients that, let's just say, we're 40 years in that years old in that time, now they're 59. They're that much closer to retirement. So once again, even if you took the 2000 to 2012 as a scenario, you want to make sure that you're not breaking even 12 years later. So that being said, I'll go into the actual numbers. And I want to tell you all of that just for one simple reason. You want to make sure that you're emphasizing right now, of course, the importance of safety and security. You want to make sure that your clients aren't risking their money. And fortunately, that's what we're in. We are in the business of protecting our clients' money, and we get to do that without market risk, and I love that. So let's get into some of these numbers. So far, and once again, I'm using these. If you guys know me, you know my heart. I never do numbers to brag. I do numbers to help. And some of my numbers can seem very out of reach, especially when I start talking about lead cost, how many leads I've gotten, the number of lead sources I have, the amount of time I've taken off, what I will meet with, what I won't, as far as my specifications or my guidelines. Each agent, whether you are brand new into this industry or you've been doing this for 25 years, you have to set your own pace. You have to start somewhere. You always have to take the first step. So if I tell you I've spent X number of dollars in my leads so far this year, remember, I started in the very beginning where I actually took as many free leads as I could get in the life insurance business. I took the leads that nobody else wanted. I did whatever I had to make my business successful. That meant calling many, 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 many times over and over and over and over again, not getting in touch with anybody because I was calling leads that had already been worked to death. But you got to start somewhere. So don't let these numbers overwhelm you. If you're a great producer, which a lot of you are, hey, let's just look at this doing working together and getting better and better. I am never threatened by someone else's success. I want everybody succeeding together. If I hear someone that's doing more than me, it just pushes me to do even more. Not from the standpoint of I need to be better, but from the standpoint of I want to continually be in a pace that's getting better and better and better every year. I don't want to become stagnant. I want to continually learn, continually do better. And that's actually why I do my academy. You know, if you go to Retirement Realized Agents Academy, I have a whole thing on there about education. How do you get better as an agent? How do you get better in presenting what you're talking about to your clients? The solutions I have, it's just full of information. So if you want to look at how I train agents, you can go onto that website, retirementrealized.com, and you can get a whole bunch of training on there. Of course, it's going to cost you for that because it's a subscription, but I'm training you on all the things I actually do, all the things I use. So let's get into the cost. You know, I kind of did the figures. These are all pretty rough numbers right now. But as a lot of you are actually radio hosts, and if you are, awesome. I love the radio because the radio is the only type of lead source as far as talking where you don't have to be there. In other words, you can take time off and you can have the radio running. Now, of course, with internet leads, we also have that as well. Internet leads, you can be gone and you can come back to a stack of leads. So much so as I was actually just gone. I went to London for 5 days and I went to Israel for 11 days. I came back to a stack of 65 leads. A bunch were radio, a bunch were internet. I didn't even have to be here for that. And since I've gotten back, I've actually been very, very busy. Actually, 2 weeks before that, I was gone a week in Quebec City. And then I actually am taking a trip up to New York, and then I'm going to be gone in Colorado this year. So far this year, I've actually, out of 42 weeks through the end of October, I've been able to take 13 weeks off. Once again, I'm expressing the importance, not, hey, look how much time I can take off, for each person that's different. For me, I work very, very hard. I can easily pull a 60, 70, 80 hour work week when I'm working. So I need the time off. I use the example, somebody said, how do you push so hard? How do you do so much business? How do you keep going at that pace? And I said, you know what? I kind of explained to my agents and people I'm talking to about this. I'm kind of like one of those drag race cars. You know, you get up to the line, you have a little bit of fuel in the tank and you gas it and you're trying to get to that quarter mile as fast as you can. And you're pushing that engine as high as it can possibly go. And you're just go, 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 go. And then all of a sudden you get to the end, you let the parachutes drop and you're coasting. And then somebody comes in, they tow you back to the shop, they rebuild your engine and they start all over again. That's kind of what I do with my time off. I'm very specific about making sure I have enough time off because when I'm working hard. I'm working long hours. I mean, right now it's very early in the morning. I got home very late last night and it's just one of those Tuesday through Thursday. I know I'm going to be pulling long hours because that's when I run my appointments. Now, that being said, so 13 weeks off, I have written approximately, and this is just about, oh, let's say 12,300,000 so far through the end of October. If you divide that by 42 weeks, well, you actually take the 42 weeks minus 13, so I've actually worked 29 weeks. So 12,300,000 divided by 29 weeks means I've written an average of 424,000 per week. I try and shoot around 350,000 a week. That's kind of my goal. Now, is that a set solid goal? No, it isn't, because I have weeks where I've done nothing. I have weeks where I write $1 million+. So it averages out, but I actually haven't done the averaging this year yet. So I was actually quite pleased to find out that I've written over 424,000 per week. Now, that brings me up to just about 145 million in total written annuity production since 2008. Now, what does it take to get that? What does it take to get those types of numbers? First of all, you have to have a system and a process. And once again, I cover that in great detail in Retirement Realized Agents Academy. And I go over how I do everything from the very beginning. And so a process, a system, obviously good marketers. You have to have a marketer that can help you with case design. Because quite frankly, marketers, that's one of the main things they should do. Your IMO BGA should be able to provide very good leads for you, or lead systems, not necessarily leads, but they have access to lead systems. And then, of course, case design, helping increase your average case size. So as you can tell, my marketer or BGA have been very, very good. I've used them for many years, and that's just how really what I can contribute to a good part of my success. Now, so you have your system, your process, you have a good marketer, good BGA, and then of course your leads. A lot of people talk about leads first. Leads are very important, but leads aren't everything. I can get someone that has a ton of leads, and if they don't have a good process or a good system, or they don't have something that provides good case design with solutions, your leads aren't going to mean anything. You're going to be calling them. You're not going to be getting appointments. You're going to be going on the appointments. You're not going to be getting written production because you're not following a process. You're not finding a solution for the client. But with the cost of leads so far this year, I've spent about $105,000 in radio, and that's just an average. I mean, I had some times where I actually tested out a new radio station this year. It didn't work. I dropped one. I picked up two more. I mean, it's been a very, very chaotic year as far as radio, but it's always fine-tuning. The one thing you want to remember about radio, it's a long-term marketing system. Initially, people are just getting to know you, getting to hear your voice. Then 6 months, a year, 2 years later, they're going, man, this guy's been on a long time. He must be reputable. He must be trustworthy, or she must be trustworthy. So that's when we're looking at, it's a long-term game. If you're going to get into radio, make sure you're in it for the long haul. So about $105,000 in radio. I've done in just for straight internet leads, not scrubs, just straight internet leads. I've spent about $6,750. Scrubbed internet leads, in other words, these are people that have actually been spoken with. I've spent about $67,500 on those. And then test lead systems. These are other systems I've tested out that haven't worked, $27,750. Now, so far this year, I have actually spent more in marketing at this time than any year ever. But let's just put it this way. The total value right now is about $207,000 of what I spent in leads. Now, you say value. Chad, you mentioned value in your marketing cost. To me, the lead systems are valuable because that is the way I get my business. If I don't have it, it's a commodity to me. It's something that I'm using to leverage to get more business. So $207,000 has allowed me to write a little over $12 million so far this year. Now, as it goes, I'm spending more on marketing this year, but it looks like I'm actually going to have the best year I've ever had. The most I've ever written is $16,003,000. I'm not going to try and jinx myself, but I think I'm actually going to beat that significantly this year. I would not be surprised if I was able to write $17 million. These last 2 months, I just have a lot of things stacked up. I have a lot of things working for me. So it just looks like it's going to be a great, great start. And that's still, once again, with probably taking off another 2 to 3 weeks by the end of the year. And it's making sure that I am investing in my actual business. And that's where the $207,000 comes in lead cost. So that being said, I'm probably going to be spending around $235,000 to $240,000 in leads, but I would expect to pass over $17 million in written production. So it's really important to understand that. You know, when we're talking about where I am, and remember, we're gauging this. I've been doing this for 14 years. We're gauging a particular system that I've developed over the 14 years that I've worked with my marketers, my marketing organization, to help refine this process. And you start slow. Like, I have people that say, hey, you know what? I can afford $2,000 a month in marketing. Great, then start with that. But make sure you have a system and process that actually allows you to do something with that lead cost. Because if you just have leads coming in, but no process, no system, you're never going to reach these kind of numbers. Now, some people say, hey, you know what? I don't want to work as many hours as you do. Well, if I decided to not take my 3+ months off a year and spread out the workload, I wouldn't have to work my 60 to 80 hours a week. But remember, I'm also working on my Retirement Realize Agents Academy. On top of that, I'm running my own business as far as my own annuity production. On top of that, I'm building a couple other businesses. So if I took my actual annuity time, in other words, Eagle Shadow Life and Annuity, if I took just my personal time as far as what I spend, I'd probably be looking about 50 hours a week. And that's it. But once again, 50 hours a week, but being able to take off 3+ months, that is well worth it to me. There's a lot of people outside of our industry that work a lot harder, just as many hours, and they don't get the rewards we get. But once again, the only way to get the rewards we get is to study, to research, to get better, to continually push yourself to be a better and better agent every single day. And yes, it is every single day. I study all the time, getting to know new products, making sure any changes, I'm up to date with them. Why do I do that? I want to make sure when I get in front of that client, I am undisputably the best person that can help them in their situation. I'm the best agent that can help them. And how do you do that? With confidence. How do you get confident? You have the knowledge and the ability to do what you say you can do. And you have all these things available, all these resources available at your hands. I have all these documents that I created for the agents, and I have all these documents I created for the clients to help them understand why this product is the best for their situation. And there are sometimes, as we know, there's sometimes that it is not the best, and that's where you just walk away. If we cannot make our client's situation better, then there's no reason we need to continue to help them. It's no reason try and force a sale at the benefit of you making the sale and putting the client in a worse situation. Everything revolves around, have I made this person in a better situation? Did I find a solution to their problem better than anybody else? Obviously, as we know, with safety and security, guaranteed income you can never outlive, with no risk to the market, we are one of a kind in as far as the financial world. We are one of the few products or solutions that can give our clients a true peace of mind. So I hope this has helped you guys. If you have any questions, just send me an email. I'd greatly appreciate that. Email your marketer, whatever you want to do. But I am always open to new questions, ideas, topics. You just do chad@retirementrealize.com and you can be sure I will reply back to you. But I appreciate your time. I hope you guys have a great day and happy selling. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realize Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy, because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen, day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealize.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast was sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-758-7305.